The sun has for sure come out here at the Iron Mountain. It is a very nice day. The heat that has been predicted has not completely set in. It is minimal in effect here for the first 250 meters, and then it moves to a tailwind, but it is calm and clear and flat here at the start. The crews are now being pulled by the official at the starting tower. Coxswains are making small adjustments. Not much is necessary when the water is this good. Grand final of the men's varsity four with coxswain. And here's the countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1. Attention. Go. Men's varsity four grand final is on the course and at full speed here right off the start. Quick and long, I see the Washington Huskies are pressing their bow forward. Forward here on those high strokes, their bow is out above all the other bows. Lanes 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 are even, and the Huskies are out of deck. A deck within the first 200 meters is a nice, quick, clean start and lead. As they lengthen into their race cadence, I'll give you placement, but right now, with the best start, was the Huskies. The Huskies have an early lead, 3 seats over Cornell in lane 5, who is 1 seat over UCLA in lane 6. And the Cal Bears are 3/4 of a length behind Washington. Cal looks to be vying for a third place position, but currently in 4th. Over in lanes 1 and 2, we have Maris and Brown. Maris and Brown going even right now, even for both of those boats. Maris and Brown are in contention for any placement in here that they can take, but they are right now pressing to get into 4th. The Huskies lead the crew to the 500, lead the race 500, pushing their boat across first. They are 3/4 of a length ahead of Cornell now. Cornell in 2nd, 2 seats over Cal, who is in 3rd. UCLA has fallen back, but only 3 seats. UCLA is 3 seats behind Cornell. Here comes Cal. They are 1 seat now behind Cornell with a powerful press through to the finish. Cal is pushing up into Cornell's second place position. The Huskies look strong and comfortable in the lead here. 3/4 of a length still, and with 700 meters into the race, it is the Washington Huskies in first place. In second, Cornell, 1 seat over Cal, who is 3 seats now over UCLA. And as I look across, Maris is 3 seats behind Cal. Brown is falling back. Brown is 3/4 of a length behind their surrounding crews, Maris and Cal. Brown has fallen back and is in 6th place. In 5th place, UCLA, but Maris is on a charge at the 700-meter mark and has now taken over 2nd position. We have the Huskies still leading by 3/4 of a length, but now the 2nd place position is Maris. We're coming to the 1,000. I'm going to hand it over to Fred Shaw. He's going to call from here, but I'm calling to the 1,000. The Huskies in 1st, Maris in 2nd, and then a tie for 3rd between Cal and Cornell. Fred, what do you have?
Absolutely. A very impressive push by Maris in lane 1, to draw up with Cal and get into that lead. We'll give you an exact margin here. The Huskies from Seattle out front look comfortable again, as they did in that earlier 4s race. But a very strong performance by Maris in lane 1. Swinging nicely, good rhythm, and very much under control. So Maris clearly in 2nd, and then Cornell in 3rd. Cal has dropped to 4th. We'll get a rating check here in just a sec. Yeah. Again, communication between Bow and Coxswain, very important. Here comes Maris, knocking on the door, challenging the Huskies. 35 and a half for Maris. And let's see here. California 4th, then Brown 5th, then over to lane 6. UCLA is rounding out the field. Washington better watch Maris now, coming into 7:50 to go. Maris, steady as she goes, and Cornell still with Maris. A half a length down on Maris. California biding their time there in fourth. Let's see if they have another gear. Huskies up to 36 now, so I guess they got the message yesterday, if that was the crew that was a little bit sleepy watching for competition. But Maris, really hard charging here. Big boys in this Maris crew. Very close to call. I'd say Maris and Washington are tied. Maybe Maris has the lead. They may have taken over the lead from the Huskies. And let's see if Washington can answer. Cornell is still hanging on to a slim margin for third over Cal. Then it's open water back from Cal to Brown. And Brown is getting passed by UCLA at this point. So, great race here, guys. Turn your attention to the river. A big change in the lead there. Maris is sensing they've got an opportunity here. Both crews at 36. Cal is moving on Cornell now. Cal has had a nice spurt here. It's coming up for that third honor. Let's see how they empty the tank. Washington is definitely getting a rating up. The stroke took a look now. He said, let's get out of here. If they can keep their blade work clean. I think they've got a slight lead on Maris now. I think Washington has retaken the lead, but not by much. California made a nice charge on Cornell, but I don't think they're going to get by. Very close. And then UCLA has gotten by Brown. So who will it be for the worst? First finish position, Washington or Maris? Washington or Maris? Watch the flag and listen to the horn. Washington perhaps by his feet. And the flag is up, down, and up again. So I would call Washington the winner, but they hung on and had to come from behind to get through Maris to earn that one. Wow, impressive race. Over to the tower.